I love that song. And as we sang that just a moment ago, I closed my eyes and I could recall the very first time I sang that, sitting on the gym floor at Blackstone Retreat Center, which is no longer a retreat center for the United Methodist Church. But that song says it all to me. I love that song. This morning I want to read to you from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. It will be on the screen, or you can find it in your pew Bible on page 120 in the New Testament section. Hear now these words. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O holy and gracious God, Lord, we give you thanks that we can sing your praises and come into your house to give you honor. We ask you now in the stillness of these next few moments to enliven our hearts, to hear what it is you would have us to hear. And Lord, be with each and every person here and allow them to be receptive to the thoughts and words that you have given me to proclaim on this, your holy day. Amen. Friends, I love how God works. When I sit down to write a sermon, I have to be absolutely still. And I hear what he says, and I start to write. I never really know what he's going to give me. Today, he gave me a poem on Acts 2. Friends, today we open up the good book to see what we find when we take a look. The Bible is filled with good words and good things, like love one another and seraphs with wings. Today in the book of Acts in chapter 2, we hear something that today is still true. We read about the church and what it's supposed to be. The church is not a building or a place, you see. The church is people, young and old, black and white, believers from all over the world. Such a sight. We have a task for which we are called, a task that we must do, a task that is heart-filled, a task that is vital, a task that is true. We must be devoted to the Word of God, to fellowship, communion, and prayer, so much more than coming to church and being bored sitting in a pew or chair. You must realize, you must know, that we as Christ followers have an important task. We must stand up and share the good news instead of hiding behind a false mask. Each of you here today are here for a specific reason. It's not simply to absorb and sit. I imagine you are here because one day you said yes to Jesus and took an oath to commit. You said yes and really meant it, but as often happens in life, our faith tends to somehow slip until we are met with strife. But then we call upon him, but it doesn't quite feel right, for all we have done is to say hello before bed at night. A prayer here, a devotion there, but nothing too intense. Our lives are busy. We don't take the time and we leave God in suspense. But here's the truth, the real deal, as they say. God knows all, even when we do not pray. So why not be in a relationship with him now? give up your control to his power, bow. The early church was quite amazing. It really was a sight to see they had such conviction day and night. We can learn so much from them if we only allow our hearts to ponder the simple truth that disciples need to stay steadfast and not wander. An interesting topic to think about is devotion. The possibilities are wider than the ocean. When you Google, what are people devoted to? There are 162 million results. Who knew? To get to the church, I only had to go to number 3. It said quite plainly where our spiritual forefathers thought was key. As in Acts, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. This meant they really read the Bible in addition to hearing preaching. It meant they were immersed in the word so that they had it upon their heart. If crisis came, all they had to do was pick their brain and scripture would just start. The word would come to their lips if they needed to proclaim. It would come to their soul if they were feeling shame. They had God's word in their deepest and innermost part. They were comforted by the word coming from their heart. What about us today? What do you say? Are we immersed enough in God's word that we can pull it out of thin air? Sadly, I think we are often too busy today to even quite care. We no longer sing daily tunes of praise or know without a doubt God's ways. The church is not a business. The church is not of this world. It is not brick or mortar. The church is the body of Christ, which joyfully has no border. Our forefathers were devoted to the breaking of the bread. Do this in remembrance of me, he said. Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, just a name. Whatever you call it, it is a meal of thanks and joy, just the same. Something changes us when from the juice we sip. It's almost as if we leave this place and go on a faraway trip. Our minds are recalling for us something extraordinary that is a part of who we are. It is something that doesn't quite make sense. It is in the back recesses, oh, so far. Partaking of this simple meal is a mystery, a crucial part of our heart history. For Christ loved, lived, and died for us. He did it without making a big fuss. Today we remember, today we partake, today we sup at this table we make. Breaking of the bread is central to who we are, from the closest friend to the farthest star. The juice and the bread are symbols of Christ's body and blood. We give God thanks for a love that from our cup will always overflood. Grace that flows from heaven to you and me. Being truly devoted to God is the key. Today is about devotion, love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person, a continuous commitment of love of Father, Holy Spirit, and Son. What does it really mean to be faithful? We no longer have to sacrifice a dove or a bull. Just consecrate our hearts to God above. That is the greatest way to prove our love. God, the Creator, our Rock, our Savior, and King, to Him for all He blesses us with, that is why we sing. Do these words describe how to God you feel? Does your heart and soul make you want to kneel? Oh, we are an Easter people, and we shout on high. There is no better God, and that is no lie. In his commentary, Peterson talks about the Holy Spirit's wind, how it blows fresh and creative over all he sends. If you notice, the book of Acts speaks gently like a dove, that the church is something that's breathed out from above. See, the church is not a building or a business. It is people, even when our souls are amiss. The church is strong and true. The church is me and you. This text takes place after Pentecost. So in a sense, we've jumped the gun. Not quite there. But the words are powerful, for the church has begun. Peter, the one who denied Jesus 3 times in front of others, now he's become their leader. This for us as sisters and brothers. He isn't frightened or scared. No, he stands up loud and proud. Listen carefully and get the story straight, he tells the crowd. What a big, bold move on his part. But Peter was only following his heart. He showed no favoritism, nor did he just tell them what they wanted to hear. Unfortunately, even today we have preachers like that, far or near. These people, they committed themselves, devoted themselves to a certain life, to read the word, praying, a common meal, in the best of times and in strife, holding everything in common, sharing their worth. What a concept to live by, to death from birth. They worshiped in the temple, had table fellowship in their individual homes. Most importantly, they had generous hearts and shared the concept as they roamed. All this they did while God they honored and praised. So many came because of their witness. They were nearly crazed. They learned the critical component of sharing Christ with others. All ages, all races, fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers. The world heard the fresh message of hope. Now they knew they weren't really at the end of their rope. About Peter's task, we read this morning from the Word. The world is our parish, as high and large as the flight of a bird. Christ isn't just for those in the pews. Christ is for all people who want to be made new. God is active today and tomorrow, in sickness, joy, or sorrow. God acts and reconciles all of creation, no matter what your status or station. We must share the good news of God in all places. We must share so there is hope and joy in all faces. Our task is before us, to share acts of love, to share mercy, kindness to others, to please God above. They will know we are Christians by our love, we sing. How uplifting, how true, how central for the good news to bring. Devoted to our love of Christ in the world, we must be. It takes heart, commitment, and kindness, you see. We are pilgrims on a journey, so intense and hope-filled. When we are intentional, our faith gets spilled. The pilgrim moves toward being a disciple, the very next step. Filled with commitment, joy, kindness, hope, and lots of pep. This only happens when we make the big decision to follow through and be on a mission. We must always put others first and ourselves last. Allow the future to unfold and not look to the past. Doesn't matter what you think, do not judge. For each of us, if we look in a mirror, have our own smudge. God looks at the heart and the will. You may not be perfect, but he loves you still. So today, go forth from this place. Go with direction and joy on your face. Don't leave the same person you were. Be willing to commit and make a stir. The world needs love, forgiveness, and hope. Only Jesus can cleanse, not water and soap. So do your best to do your part. Share God and his love. Be willing to start. It's more than just believing and knowing. It's about committing to be a devoted person that's glowing, glowing with God's word inside and out. Once you've been with God, it's never the same. For our God loves you and knows your name. So in a moment, when you come to table, come drink and sup. Come kneel if you are able. Come devoted to the word and pray. Do it now, don't delay. The world is broken, sad, and amiss. And the answer is found only in Christ's holy kiss. The church is people, and people need to share. Share the word of God and that he cares. Encourage each other to be steadfast and true, to pray, commune, read the word, and make disciples new. It's all about commitment, priorities, and devotion. Paul modeled for us. Now let's put it into motion. Disciples read the word, commune, and pray. It's something they do not just on Sunday, but every day. If you want to be eternally with him and claim his name, then you, my friend, must do the same. This is a poem. It is meant to be read again, but this is church, so I won't. Amen. I invite you to turn to the faith we sing as we sing the beautiful song, Come Share the Lord. The words are also on the screen.